Monday mornings mean a check-in with the political front. It's a look at what's happening in Concord this week. And HBR's Josh Rogers joins us now with New Hampshire's political news. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Ray.
Okay, Josh, let's start with the Republican Party, which elected a new chairman, or chairperson, I should say, over the weekend, former congressional candidate Jennifer Horn. Now, you were there Saturday, so can you tell us about it?
Well, in some ways, Jennifer Horn's victory is not terribly surprising. She had the backing of a lot of the party establishment, but it ended up being a little bit closer than some might have thought. And she's now the Republican Party's 10th leader within the state in 12 years. She defeated Bristol activist Andrew Hemingway to get that job. Horn did have the backing of top Republicans from Kelly Ayotte on down to former House Speaker Bill O'Brien and current GOP legislative leaders. Yet, the vote was 222 to 189 for Horn. But before that total could be announced, Andrew Hemingway moved to make it a one-ballot unanimous victory for Horn.
But Horn had to battle some bad publicity in the run-up Saturday. She did, specifically the news that the IRS holds a $92,000 lien on her house for unpaid taxes. How much of an issue did that lien end up being?
Hard to say exactly, but probably not a huge one. I did ask a lot of GOP delegates about it because traditionally talking about taxes is a major part of the job for any Republican Party chairperson. And Jennifer Horn's situation, which she says she's sorting out and which she blames the economy for, does make it a little awkward for her to bring up taxes. It also has the potential to make it hard for Republicans to go after any Democrat who might have tax problems. So we'll see how it plays out. But as far as Saturday's election, it was certainly the case that Jennifer Horn was at ease as she addressed Republican delegates, certainly more so than Andrew Hemingway. Horn had the crowd looking convinced when she promised to take the fight to Democrats, which is something the Republican Party needs and something that very few recent chairmen, former Governor John Sununu being an exception, have been able to do with any real consistency.
And in her speech Saturday, Horn had said that Republicans need to persuade voters that the GOP isn't simply the party of, as she put it, old white guys. Did her gender play a part in that victory?
Well, I guess first we could note that the dominant slug of those who voted on Saturday could be described and accurately as being old, white, and male. But I do think it's reasonable to think that being a woman helped Jennifer Horn. Several delegates mentioned to me that with all of New Hampshire's major Democratic office holders being women, having a female chairperson to lead the GOP's attack seemed prudent. It's also true that gender wasn't the only thing that helped Horn. There was also the fact that she was seen as the more mainstream or perhaps maybe the less divisive candidate. You may remember, Rick, that when Horn first ran for Congress in 2008, she billed herself as New Hampshire's Sarah Palin, I think largely because both of them have five children. Yet 4 years later, Horn had morphed into a highly enthusiastic backer of Mitt Romney. Andrew Hemingway, by contrast, actually led a protest against Romney when Romney spoke at a Tea Party rally in Concord, actually castigating him through a bullhorn. Andrew Hemingway's a young guy who's certainly not done in politics, but Republicans do, they've made their choice for leader for now. And like any other chairperson, Jennifer Horn's now going to be judged by how the GOP does at the ballot box.
Yeah, well, let's turn to action at the State House quickly. We just have a few seconds left. But last week, a House committee took up a bill to repeal a law enacted in 2011 that permits people to use deadly force in self-defense, the so-called stand your ground laws. They've become quite controversial. So what do you think is going to happen with this?
Well, that's a good question. It would seem that the democratically controlled House would have the votes to pass the repeal. It is being sponsored by Majority Leader Steve Shurtleff, but the GOP-controlled Senate is probably going to be another matter. Governor Lynch twice vetoed Stand Your Ground when Republicans sent it to his desk in 2006. They failed to override that veto, which then Attorney General Kelly had strongly backed Governor Lynch on. 2011, Republicans did override Lynch and did so pretty easily. Mm-hmm. So far, State Senate Republicans I've talked to say this law hasn't really caused any local problems, and they don't really see need to revisit it. If this repeal makes it to the Senate, there will, of course, be a lot of pressure on the senators, pressure right from both sides. But for Republicans, voting for a repeal is basically inviting a primary challenge, which is something that state senators tend to like to avoid.
Well, thanks, Josh. Josh Rogers on the political front here on NHPR. We'll talk to him again next week.